Building end-to-end solution in the IoT realm is not always easy. So Theo is here on the IoT show to show us not just a demo, but an actual end-to-end solution for retail. And we'll look under the hoods exactly what services are deployed. And the goodness of all of that is not only you'll see it, but then you'll be able to get your hands on GitHub with the full code for the entire demo. That's today on the IoT show. Hi, everyone. You're watching the IoT show. I'm Olivier, your host. And today we'll look under the hoods of a retail solution. And for that, we have Theo with us. Theo, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Hi, Olivier. Thanks for having me on.
So before we jump into that fantastic, not just demo, but actual solution, playing a scenario in the retail industry, tell me a bit about yourself. Like, what are you doing at Microsoft? How long have you been doing that?
Yeah, I've been at Microsoft just over 10 years. Been in the IoT engineering team coming up on 2 years. We actually were on the same group together in IoT engineering for a minute. You actually interviewed me.
So I did.
At some level, you're responsible for me being here.
I'm happy with that.
If this goes horribly wrong, it's your fault.
It is. It's all on me. No problem.
So I've been working in the business acceleration team where we focus on priority verticals, customers, and use cases. And one of the verticals that we're focusing on within IoT engineering is retail. And so we decided to create some demos that help show IoT in an end-to-end retail scenario.
I like that. And what I really like and what we're going to see today is that it's not just a demo. You know, we have lots of these Contoso demos that are kind of like, dare I say, fake of, you know, a pretty website and not real data and so on. Here, we're talking about something that, yes, you can use as a demo that like we'll see today, but that a customer can take as a proof of concept and implement on their own infrastructures with their own devices. And also that they can consider using as their starting point for their own project, right?
Yeah, exactly. I sort of had the same disappointment with a lot of the demos that I come across where they look great and it's either vaporware, so it's just screenshots and images, or the demos are overly complex and you really have to be an expert in the technology to even get started with it. And our goal with this demo was to really make something simple and real so that you don't have to scroll through 5,000 lines of code to understand how to build these kinds of architectures to target these use cases.
Awesome. We'll see that. So before we jump into the actual thing, you see, I don't want to say demo because I don't want to consider that just a demo. Let tell us a bit about the scenario. What is the end-to-end scenario that we are looking into right now?
Yeah, so we decided to see how IoT could power an end-to-end retail analytics use case where we want to actually be able to examine signals from stores and be able to power analytics that help not just the customer get their product, but also help the store be more efficient.
Okay, so what is the architecture of that? So we understand what we're trying to achieve here. Show us a bit, you know, what that looks like.
Yeah, let me bring the architecture slide up. This is the in-store analytics architecture that we built for this demo. And as you can see, we're using IoT at the edge. We're also leveraging IoT Central for our backend application. So that's the application that actually receives all our telemetry and then integrates with the downstream Azure services to really provide the business integration, the alerting, the inventory management, and data aggregation, data storage.
Okay. So what I find really interesting there is very often when we talk about IoT Central or show IoT Central, we basically show devices sending data to central and that's it, right? And show the dashboards and the things you can do next, which is pretty rich, especially if you're doing an OT implementation. But here you're really showing a real case of building with IoT Central, where you're actually exporting the data and doing more with it, right? Where you actually trigger alerts, you do analytics with machine learning and things like that. So it's really more of the scenario of building with IoT Central and leveraging IoT Central to not have to implement all the nuts and bolts of an IoT solution there, right?
Exactly. IoT Central becomes really the starting point where you actually build out, you know, what you actually want to do with these devices, where you want to send the data to, what applications you want to integrate with. And it becomes the glue that you can see powers this whole scenario. And really, you know, one thing you'll notice when you play with IoT Central is it's so easy to get started. We, like you said, we didn't have to spend, you know, days, weeks, or months building an IoT application.
Love it. Well, now you've showed us, you know, the high level architecture here. Let's look at how it looks like, and then we'll discuss the various bits and pieces in there.
Great. So as you can see, the demo is stored in GitHub, as you mentioned, and we actually provide the deployment through an ARM template. So when you go to this Deploy to Azure button, those of you familiar with Azure have seen this button in a variety of other quick starts. This actually deploys all the resources for the demo and does some high-level configurations. After the deployment's complete, the GitHub repo will actually walk you through some minor configurations that you have to do, typically stuff that can't be done through an ARM deployment. When it's done, this is what the deployment ends up delivering. You get a resource group with all the Azure services we've talked about that you can actually dig in and see the configuration for yourself. You can modify them as needed. And if you need to modify this further for your own customizations to add additional alert items, maybe you want to send an email instead of a Teams message, for example, you have access to modify all this as needed.
Yeah, and as you were mentioning, this is like the deployment itself is based on an ARM template, right? So when you click the button, is actually, and I would assume that ARM template is on the GitHub repo. So you can already, before even deployment, adapt the solution to your needs and then come back to the resource group here on the portal and do the adaptations further.
Exactly. And what I would add, and the whole point for this show is we want to help these, we want your help making these demos better. And so if you need a modification you want to see, or maybe you'd like a different ARM template options, you know, please submit issues, give us that feedback so that we can help others leverage from your feedback as well.
Yeah. And I'll put it back later on, but I put the shortcut for the GitHub repo down there so that people, while we are surfing through that, actually can eventually, tag along looking at the GitHub repo. So, okay, so we have all the resources here. They are deployed and it took something like, what, 20 minutes to have all of that deployed or less, right? It's, that kind of one template is pretty straightforward,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I mean, 20 minutes at the most, I would say.
Okay, cool. And anyways, it's like you click once and then just go for a coffee and come back. It's all deployed for you.
Exactly.
Love that. So once you've done that, well, you have the solution already, you know, stage or in place. So let's look, you know, what's the first hat you're going to put on here in using the applications?
Yeah. So first we'll show you the IoT Central dashboard. And this is really as a store manager or as a general manager of a store, this dashboard is going to give me a view of the status of my store, right? Everything from how the temperature zones are operating, down to store humidity, and then most importantly, what we built for this demo was the status of products. Now we have a camera that's been integrated with IoT Central that's doing inferencing at the edge and counting how many pieces of inventory are on a particular shelf. This is overly simplistic on purpose because we want to keep it simple. But you could extend this scenario and use your imagination a bit and imagine that you can have, you know, 1, 10, or 100 of these cameras all reporting on the status of maybe it's every product, or maybe it's a product that's new or hot, or maybe the margins are appropriate that you want to make sure that this product is on the shelf and people are able to reach it when they need to.
Got it. And so we actually have another IoT show that we presented an integration with LVA and IoT Edge, you know, management from IoT Central. Is that the kind of thing you're using in that one?
Yeah, very similar technology. The okay. LVA is doing more of the, you know, video analytics and recording. Okay. So we didn't leverage the full LVA capabilities, but this could ride exactly on top of that same use case.
Yeah, so people can definitely go and enhance or you know grow that proof of concept with other bits and pieces to actually serve their needs better. So perfect, love it. So we have IoT Central, it's been deployed. It's there is you know all these dashboards. We have you know this information is coming in from that IoT Edge device for the stocks. And I hear and I remember based on what I've seen in the demo that you're also simulating customers right through a little web app.
Yeah. So, you know, the store is healthy. We open up at 8 a.m. We're ready to take orders from customers. And the demo that we built actually helps you simulate a customer as well. So this is a website we've created. This actually works on your phone as well. So if you wanted to, you know, figure out how to create a quick web app for a phone, you now have that code sample too. And in this case, the customer is going to order canned beans and you know, we can make a little joke about how all the products are the same. This is why people don't like lawyers. Because obviously we can't use real products.
Yeah, and it would have been weird to have a Contoso one, right? Maybe we should have looked at that Contoso beans.
I wish I had the budget to make to produce some Contoso cans. I didn't have that.
But okay,
so I don't want to get sued by any company that makes canned beans.
You don't want that. No one wants that.
As a customer, I come up to this web app and now I can order products. And, you know, given the current situation with COVID, this is also a real scenario. People now are ordering their groceries remotely.
Yep.
And so I'm going to add this to my shopping cart as a customer, and I'm going to actually increase my quantity and say, okay, I'm ready to buy these items. And then I'll proceed to pay. And I process my payment, which is we faked that out. But now my order has been submitted, and I'll be waiting for a notification, which we'll show later, that says the employees have gone and pulled the product off the shelf. It's bagged up. It's ready for me to pick up.
Okay. Perfect. I do see the flow, ready to go to the store for pickup, do the order, and then what's next?
Yeah, so now we actually have a video stream where we can see the status of the product on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And what's happening is at some point, somebody will pull the cans from the shelf. An employee will pull them, or maybe a customer also takes some products off the shelf. Mm-hmm. And what will happen is if we go to our dashboard, we can now see that the count has dropped.
Okay.
Because that product has actually been pulled from the shelf, and this would ideally generate an alert, because we need people to actually take action and make sure that this product, which is hot or important, is properly stocked. If we go back to our video stream and we refresh it, we should see, yep, so now we're seeing that two products are actually only on the shelf, and our frontline employees have also received an alert. They're being notified that canned beans are in low stock, and now we need to take action.
So tell me, what happened there? So the ITH device with a camera detected that we actually are only having two cans now. So where did you set up triggers, and then how did you end up in Teams sending notifications to the right people?
Great question. Let's go to the resource group and look at the Logic app. So this is the Logic app we wrote, and this gets deployed also with the ARM template that receives events from IoT Central and triggers the alerts that we need to take action on the inventory. If you're not familiar with Logic apps, it's a fantastic WYSIWYG editor where you can actually build workflows. And here you can see that we're receiving a request from IoT Central. We've configured rules in IoT Central to trigger this Logic app. Mm-hmm. We formulate some variables, and then we actually reach out to the frontline workers when we realize that the stock level has dropped below our critical threshold.
Nice. And so I love Logic Apps. Actually, it's the I would say the enterprise version of Power Automate. So if you want to just try it out, you know, for yourself, for your own project, I'm actually, you know, playing around with my lights usually, and I'm using Power Automate to react to a button I'm pressing here, and then the thing. It's a bit overcomplicated for just like controlling lights, but Power Automate is really great, and Logic Apps is the enterprise version that deployed in your Azure subscription, as you're seeing here. And there is a set of connectors that you can trigger these workflows and then trigger other flows in other systems and applications. So it's definitely a, you know, great thing. And it's very, like, it's no code, right? It's drag and drop and then settings into the flow editor there.
Yeah, exactly. Low code, no code. And I love what you said. You can get started with Logic Apps using Power Apps, Power Automate, Power Flows. Even if you're not a, you know, professional Azure administrator, if you like what you're seeing here and you say, well, I don't need to build an entire IoT application, Power Apps is exactly where you can go to.
Awesome. So the application detected there were only two cans. IoT Central triggered a Logic App because there's that rule that says, hey, we went below a threshold. Now you have messages that went into Teams. So I guess, you know, what's the next step for the manager to eventually, you know, reorder something?
Yeah. So inevitably, as this popular hot product starts selling out, the manager will need to do some kind of ordering. And we've wired up that scenario as well. Speaking of Power Apps, it's interesting you mentioned that. Here is the Power App that we wrote to simulate a manager doing inventory management on a backend inventory system. Now, remember, this is a demo. This code is also real, but we wouldn't expect you to use a Power App to replace your inventory management system. However, this does show the ability to quickly prototype those kinds of applications.
Yeah, and it can actually be a very a simpler view on some set of data that are more complicated, because here we have a subset of what a store would have in terms of data. And for the store manager, actually, you can have Power App actually providing a simplified, more productive view of the stock and the order process, right?
Great point. This could integrate with a sophisticated inventory management system and provide those store managers, a simplified view.
Okay. So you are now the manager of that store again. So you actually have that hat and the Contoso bins are selling well and you need to order more. So what are you doing?
Yeah. So a couple of things. I can come in here and I can say, let me order some more beans. One of the challenges I might have as a store manager is I'm not sure how much I should order. We've actually also created a machine learning notebook that I'll quickly show you. And this machine learning notebook, when you run through it, shows you how you can train a forecasting model on inventory data to provide better intelligence for your store managers in terms of here's the historical data of what orders we've been processing, and here's what you can expect to receive in terms of orders from customers, from suppliers, and provide some recommendations on how much you should order.
I like that. So obviously it's not the store manager who's going to go through that Jupyter notebook and change Python code or whatnot to adapt that model. But what's interesting here is that we're using AI for really providing support or recommendation to that store manager so that he doesn't just like, you know, go with his guts and, hey, I'm going to order 10 because, like, you know, Contoso beans sell really well. So AI here at the service of helping your workforce, your employees out there. What's interesting as well that you can actually create these models based on tons of data coming from tons of stores out there, as well as data coming from other, you know, criteria or sources, right? The weather, the period of the year, this kind of things, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think in the quintessential IoT scenario is what you described, where we would have real-time inventory data on this product from all the stores and be able to more accurately predict how much should be ordered. Especially when we talk about grocery stores and perishable items, that becomes a critical component. You don't want to order too much of an item that's perishable and then have to throw that away.
Yeah, AI to the rescue. Love that. So now we have our manager, you know, was able to reorder based on these recommendations. The customer is actually driving in the parking lot. So what's going on next?
Yeah, so, you know, we make our order here and we've ordered additional inventory. So that piece is done. That the manager now is confident that he's going to have enough product to be able to satisfy his customers. Mm-hmm. And now we go back to the customer who now is waiting to be notified that they have that they can pick up their order. Yep. One of the other integration points we have here is with Office and Outlook. And you can see if I put my customer hat on now, the frontline workers have actually filled Megan's order out. And mm-hmm. Megan is now being notified via email that they can head to the market and pick up their order.
Okay.
If we go back to the web app, we've added some Azure Maps integration where when you click on account, we simulate a geofence event happening, whereby the application detects that the customer has showed up within a boundary of the store, mm-hmm. and we're going to notify employees in the store that the customer has arrived. And we're also going to give the customer an option for directions to the store.
Like that. So you said we are actually simulating, but what's interesting is that the application is simulating the fact that the customer is physically somewhere, but the implementation of the geofence with Azure Maps is actually part of the project, right?
It is. Yeah, we have real geofence code and we're simulating the geofence coordinates being populated.
Okay.
And so now, for the sake of the demo, you would click on this and you can see we're showing how Azure Maps internal mapping actually works. This is a real Azure internal maps. So we mm-hmm. even provide you the code samples of how to build your own internal map, whether it's for a store or a, you know, building layout. These could be shelves, in fact, and you could actually tell customers how to get directly to their item in the store if they needed that information.
Yeah, I love that. And actually, we have more details on Azure Maps Creator in order to implement that. So that's a very rich service that can be paired with the IoT ones in order to build this kind of very scenarios here.
Right. Yeah, I know you've done shows on Maps Creator as well. And so there's yep. definitely been a lot of excitement over indoor mapping. Everybody that sees these indoor maps, right away, their imagination goes wild because they can see how they can use this for customers, for service, for operations, totally. Et cetera.
Totally. And I think once again, it's the service itself. I would guess people say, hey, we had like these other services for a long time that would actually give me the indoor maps. But here it's not just like giving you maps that you navigate through. It's actually having interaction with data coming from other sources, IoT devices, backends, and so on, injected into a customized map that you can display and also use geolocation of the device itself, plus all that other data in order to build what you're seeing here. So it's way more than just like when we say indoor mapping, it seems to be something that is not new. Actually, what's really new is the richness of the service to integrate into complex applications like this one.
Exactly.
Okay, so customer goes in, knows where to pick up his Contoso bins. That's what we call them now. Everyone is happy, right?
Yeah, and the frontline workers are actually also notified. So you can see that because the geofence event was triggered, we've also integrated that with Logic Apps. Again, going back to the simple integration that's possible with Logic Apps, we're able to receive the event from Azure Maps saying that this phone has arrived within the geofence, and Azure Maps triggers this alert that tells the frontline workers that, hey, this customer's arrived. We do an order lookup for that customer, retrieve the order lookup, and alert the frontline workers that this order needs to be delivered to the front of the store or to have it ready for the customer to pick up.
Fantastic. So, Theo, I think we closed the loop. Everyone is happy. The store manager is happy because the stock is still replenished. It doesn't have an empty shelf where customers are not happy or can't find things. The customer just picked up his order. Your workforce is actually more efficient because of all the automation here. So that's great. And so now I have a question for you. If you want to go back to the resource group, and that's something that, you know, we are asked very often when we present this kind of demos. So it's an actual real life demo. So once again, not just a demo, an actual implementation of a retail solution on an Azure subscription. And me, as someone who's presenting that to convince someone, my boss, that, hey, this is a great proof of concept I built together and so on. Well, there's a cost attached to it, right? These services are not running in the backend of Azure like for free. And so I just have this random question. So how much does it cost to run that demo or that solution, you know, to a customer?
Yeah, great question. When we do these demos, people often like them and they go, well, this is really cool. I wish I could play with it, but it's probably going to cost a fortune, especially people new to Azure. They don't realize how easy it is to get started with Azure and how inexpensive evaluating technology like this is. Azure actually has a cost analysis feature built in, and we can look at the cost of this demo, daily. So we can provide daily costs, or, you know, you can aggregate this by whatever metric your management needs to know. In this case, if we look at last month, we can see that this costs roughly $80. And this is without me doing a lot of tuning. I probably could have done a better job of shutting off virtual machines or maybe sizing some things down. But again, very, very easy to get started with this quickly.
Yeah.
And because you can deploy this automatically, you could delete this daily and rebuild it. If you wanted to have a demo, that environment that can be stood up, daily or as needed, we could easily talk about putting this into Azure DevOps, for example.
Yeah, and I'm fairly sure you can actually find ways to put that in pose, and so that costs less. So you have, less data coming into the IoT hub or the IoT central application, or things like that. You still have a base cost, anyways. But yeah, so definitely being able to redeploy that easily, when you need it, I think makes perfect sense. Well, Theo, this actually, I think is a great demo. I like it. I do think it goes beyond being a demo. So as you mentioned earlier on, this is on GitHub. So there's a link down here. You can go to aka.ms/IoTshow/retail. It's going to send you to GitHub. So beyond testing that, Theo, you were mentioning you're looking for feedback. So what kind of feedback? What is it that you're expecting developers out there to do once they've been, you know, deploying that application, looking through that, and then going back to GitHub to tell you what they think? What kind of feedback are you waiting for?
Yeah, I'd love to. We want to know if this is useful to you, not just for learning. So it's great to help you learn IoT and learn these architectures and patterns and service configurations. But we want this to help you get started quickly. And so we want the feedback that tells us what's missing to help this be a proof of concept or a lightweight pilot where you can get started and actually show the power of IoT and the end-to-end Azure platform to your business, to your customers, et cetera.
Awesome, Theo. I think it's clear for everyone. What you have to do is go to that link here. Try it out, play with it. Let us know if it's useful for you. If you're in the retail business, actually even better, because we'll learn from you guys. If you're happy with this IoT show, do not forget to subscribe to our channel to have more of these. And I know, Theo, you're going to be back with more of this, solutions, demonstration / proof of concept / getting started solutions.
Yeah, be on the lookout. We have the next video we're doing together is for workplace safety. And we're actually working also on finalizing a digital twins demo, which we'll demonstrate.
I can't wait. Also, I'm looking forward to have you on the show again, Theo. Everyone, thanks for watching. See you soon.
Thanks so much, Olivier.